Greetings, friends. Tom D here. Welcome back to The Hard Stuff, your favorite spot on the dial for vintage hard rock obscurities. I've got some heavy sounds on deck for you tonight. We're going to be hearing from Luke and the Apostles, Afterlife, Fat Bruce, The Pretty, and many others. We got things rolling tonight with a track from the Ace Kefford Stand, a 1969 B-side called Gravy Booby Jam. This UK outfit was led by Ace Kefford, formerly of The Move. After releasing a couple singles in 1969, the group minus Kefford began performing and recording under the name Big Bertha. Now we're off to the Netherlands to hear from a Dutch group with a Polish vocalist. The group is Brainbox, and the song is Amsterdam, The First Days.
Town, go
Kansas City, Missouri. That was The Pretty with Mustache in Your Face, a 1969 single released on the Squeaky record label. This was their only release as The Pretty, but they previously released several singles under the name The Fab Four. I think this single was produced by Quint Weekly, former drummer of the Electric Prunes. Before The Pretty, we heard from another Dutch group, Earth and Fire, featuring female vocalist Journey Cogman. This group went on to have a long career and scored quite a few hits in Europe. We heard a 1971 B-side called Lost Forever. Up next, we're going to hear from a Detroit-based outfit called Astaroth. Don't know much about these guys besides the Motor City connection. According to Wikipedia, Astaroth is the Great Duke of Hell, and along with Beelzebub and Lucifer, he's part of the evil trinity. So at least we know that. From 1975, here's Astaroth with Solani Spiritus.
Yeah. souls, there would be no return from the plague we would earn. We had no choice when we heard his voice. He led us astray from that very day. I said, Satan, it's coming. It's coming to take us away. Satan, it's coming. It's coming to take us away.
Damn.
from Toronto, Ontario, that was Luke and the Apostles with Not Far Off, a 1970 release on the True North label. Besides Luke Gibson on vocals, this group featured Walter Rossi on guitar, previously a member of the Montreal outfit Influence, and later a successful solo artist. Before that, from Germany, it was Just We with Something Like It. We're going to stay in Germany for this next selection and hear from a Dusseldorf-based outfit that was formed in 1968 by a couple of expatriate Brits. The band is Message, and we're going to hear a 1971 single from them called Smile.
Yeah, I'm gonna smile. Yeah, I'm saving all the spin calls. Ham, peas, and cream, cream and honey. Go to make your best man happy.
We began that set in Germany and ended it there as well. That was Maternal Joy with Fat, a 1971 release on the Bacillus label. Before that, we heard the group Fable with See My Face. Not to be confused with the Toronto outfit of the same name, this Fable was based in the West Midlands of the UK and featured Peter Golby on guitar and vocals, who later went on to work with groups such as Trapeze and Uriah Heep. Before Fable, we heard the Swedish outfit Afterlife with Into the Fire. Now we're going to hear from a Scottish artist that was active in France in the late 60s, releasing a couple singles there. From 1969, here's Archibald with Passing Thoughts.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
from Montreal, Quebec, that was Max with Run Run, a 1970 release on the Trans World label. And before that, we heard Fat Bruce with Nest in a Fallen Tree. Well, that brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Hard Stuff. Hope there was something in there that turned you on. As always, I love hearing from you folks, so please visit my website and share your comments on the show, or just say hello. Visit us at sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, keep on rockin'.